This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for giving priority to the concerns of the Global South, in particular Africa. Addressing the outreach session at the G7 summit in Apulia, Italy yesterday, Mr. Modi recalled that it was a matter of honour for India that African Union was admitted as a permanent member of the G20 under its presidency. Mr. Modi elaborated on India's energy transition pathway, noting that its approach was based on availability, accessibility, affordability, and acceptability. He mentioned that India was working towards achieving the target of net zero by 2070. Alluding to India's mission LIFE, he called upon the global community to join the tree plantation campaign launched by him on World Environment Day, Plant for Mother. Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam, and make it a mass movement with personal touch and global responsibility. Talking of India's AI mission premised on AI for all, the Prime Minister emphasised that this technology should be aimed at fostering progress and well-being of all. He underlined that India was fostering international collaboration as a founding member of Global Partnership for AI. Prime Minister Modi congratulated the group on its 50th anniversary milestone. He expressed that it was a matter of great satisfaction for him to be attending the summit after his re-election in the largest democratic exercise in the history of humankind. He expressed that for technology to be successful, it had to be underpinned by a human-centric approach. He shared India's success in leveraging digital technology for public service delivery. In her opening remarks, the Italian Prime Minister said they wanted to send a clear message from the G7 and Italian presidency that they will never accept the narrative that wants the West against the rest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral meeting with his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Apulia, Italy. Both leaders discussed bilateral defence and security cooperation and hoped for further enhancing the defence-industrial collaboration. They reviewed the progress of the India-Italy strategic partnership. They called for expanding commercial ties in clean energy, manufacturing, space, science and technology, telecom, AI and critical minerals to build resilient supply chains. In this context, they welcomed the recent signing of an MOU on industrial property rights, which provides a framework for cooperation on patents, designs and trademarks. Both leaders welcomed the signing of the letter of intent for cooperation in energy transition, which will boost bilateral cooperation in clean and green energy. They also discussed important regional and global issues. They agreed to strengthen cooperation in global fora and multilateral initiatives, including the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. The Italian Prime Minister congratulated Mr. Modi for his third consecutive term as Prime Minister. The two leaders called for an early implementation of the Migration and Mobility Agreement. It would facilitate mobility of professionals, skilled and semi-skilled workers, students and researchers. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi also held bilateral meetings with UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, French President Emmanuel Macron and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. The Prime Minister met a host of world leaders on the sidelines of the summit, including US President Joe Biden. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that India and US will keep working together to further global good. He also met King Abdullah II of Jordan. He said India values the strong ties with Jordan. He also met Pope Francis on the sidelines of the summit. The Prime Minister said that he admires the Pope's commitment to serve people and make the planet better. Mr. Modi invited the Pope to visit India. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi also met UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Brazil President Lula da Silva, Turkey President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, UAE President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, USA advanced to the Super 8 stage after their crucial Group A match against Ireland was abandoned due to persistent rain at the Central Broward Regional Park Stadium in Lauderhill yesterday. Today, India will take on Canada in their last group stage match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.